Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and in this interview, I have Darren Johnson with Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications. That's our sponsor here for our coverage, and thank you very much, Darren. We really appreciate the fact that you made this step to sponsor blog coverage from an event like this.
You're very welcome, Chuck. We're pleased to sponsor your coverage. We think it's an important aspect to have your coverage of this conference and to have you be an additional voice for everyone in agribusiness to really understand what's going on here, which is rather significant, we think.
As I've been writing on the blog site, agriculture does have a much bigger presence here, I guess, than it has traditionally had. This really seems to have focused a lot on human pharmaceuticals and that kind of thing. But with that expanded presence, we haven't seen a lot of farm press here. Maybe that's just because of the perception that ag doesn't have a presence, but it does.
Absolutely. And I think that's been, I'm on day two here at the conference, and that's certainly been one of my big takeaways, is the presence of agriculture throughout the show and throughout the biotechnology arena in general. And I think, to your point, a lot of us in some ways have perceived biotechnology as almost on the fringes, even as it's made huge advances in agriculture. I don't think, and I can speak for myself here, I don't think I had the kind of understanding that biotechnology has become as mainstream as it has. And this show, with 18,000 attendees and 1,500 exhibitors, has really brought that home to me in a big way this week.
I think it would be interesting to have you talk about the decision to go ahead and sponsor this kind of coverage. You know, as a marketing and communications agency, that you're making this coverage available to our subscribers, to our visitors, not only just on AgWired, but also we're doing this, depending on what the topic is, on our other websites like Domestic Fuel and World Dairy Diary.
This is a little bit of a new thing for us. Most of the time we are really very behind the scenes in what we do and really putting our clients out front. And we do have three of our clients represented in some form here at this show. Our clients look to us to be thought leaders and really to be out in front on the major issues shaping agriculture and ag-related industries. And as we looked at this opportunity and saw, you know, who all was exhibiting here, what all was happening at the show, in some way it became a little bit of a really easy call for us to make to sponsor this. And again, to help provide this additional voice to agribusiness to really help people understand the way biotechnology is shaping what all of us are doing every day.
Well, and I think from our perspective, we hope that means that it's your belief that the people who are visiting, who are reading and subscribing, are those leaders even in the agricultural and agricultural marketing field, not just your peers in at other agencies. And so we really, again, appreciate that. One of the things that I, as an analogy kind of, that I would like to make is I've seen here at this trade show a number of law firms who have booths. And you kind of look at that and go, they're not in biotechnology. Mm-hmm. Really, they're not, except that they are offering not only legal services, but even some other types of consulting to the companies who are here. And I think they look at it, like you're saying, it's an awareness factor to let their own clients know what they can offer and do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that really points up that, you know, beyond the core focus of biotechnology, there are a whole lot of related companies and industries that will need to support this technology and this implementation of the technology as it moves forward. And certainly, you know, you mentioned the law firms and the legal agencies that are here, and we talked a little bit about that yesterday. And as you start looking at issues like patent issues and all of that, the need for legal assistance or counsel on that really becomes clear in a hurry. And I think there are a whole lot of, you know, supporting players, if you will, and industries that really need to be in play to make biotechnology work for everyone.
And then where are those companies going to go? They're going to go to who they've seen, who's, you know, top of mind, and especially if they're looking to market their products and services, which they're investing in the R&D to create here in this biotech world, who are they going to turn to? Well, maybe that's who they saw and interacted with at an event like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think ultimately a big part of this is a lot of us all trying to get a little smarter of what's happening here. I think we all have moments in our lives or careers where we kind of have that aha that something big is really happening. And this has been a little bit of that for me here. Again, not only with the agriculture connection, which I think is very strong here, particularly given the location in Chicago this year, but you know, it really is kind of bringing it into focus that a lot of what we've been all talking about and observing from afar, and often in theoretical ways, is really very real, and it's happening. And it's happening in a lot of ways that probably we don't even realize.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what it is you're getting from us. We're creating online content in the form of short articles or posts, as some people call them. Many of them contain images or links to audio files of interviews like this one. And all of that will be gathered over a couple days. I created a special category for that so that you actually can now or anytime in the future point somebody to that. And that then becomes an opportunity on your own website or in a company newsletter or a company promotional piece to actually point to something that, in essence, you own because you sponsored it. And that is content that even can be downloaded and re-uploaded and put on your website, for that matter.
Yeah, I think, you know, first off, from a bigger picture point of view, as a former journalist and ag journalist myself, to me, the biggest thing we're getting out of this is we are facilitating your coverage. I come back to that additional voice, the additional and maybe distinct point of view about what's happening here. So from my, you know, point of view, that's the biggest thing that we get is allowing you and providing the opportunity for you to share this coverage with the industry. But beyond that, to your point, yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways. One of the things that we did do yesterday was we did let our clients know that we were sponsoring this coverage, basically kind of laying out our rationale for why we believe this was an important convention, why we believed it was important to sponsor your coverage of it, and just letting them know that, you know, hey, we hope you'll check out one of your blog links during the week to just stay up to speed on what's happening here. But I think beyond that, you know, really it's not something we want to do too hard of a sell on with our clients. I think it's really about, you know, letting them know kind of where we see value in this and the value that we are hopefully bringing to them and their business through our sponsorship of this. And again, it's that whole notion of really getting everyone aware of what's happening here, and the more people that we can achieve that with, I think the better for everyone.
Let's talk about Ray and Kaiser just for a moment. Yeah. I think we ought to do that. Okay. And, you know, we recently had the announcement about you joining Worldwide Partners. I interviewed Steve Ray. He was one of my Zimcast interviews a few weeks ago even. Anything you might want people to know now about what Ray and Kaiser is doing or the types of innovative or creative thinking that you're doing besides sponsoring this excellent coverage?
Absolutely, Chuck. You know, I think it is an interesting time at Ray and Kaiser right now. The global opportunity for our agency is really a primary focus for us. That was the rationale behind our decision to join Worldwide Partners. We are already seeing active results as a result of that partnership. One of our senior VPs is in Shanghai as we speak, pitching a piece of business with a Worldwide Partners agency partner. So we are already seeing some tangible results come from that. Again, this was about helping us be smarter and learn more about what we need to do to succeed in the global economy. And ultimately, it all comes back in one way or another to what do our clients need? What do they need us to do for them? What do they need us to be able to provide for them? So as we look at things like this greater emphasis on global participation and understanding, that's ultimately driven by where we see our clients going and what they're looking for us to do. So probably I would hope at any time you would ask that question about what's going on at Ray and Kaiser, one of the things we would say is certainly attending to the needs of our clients, and that's always job one, and hopefully being out in front of those a little bit. And we think this convention, you know, will help us be able to do that. But, you know, beyond that, it's really about everybody's commitment to doing great work every day. That's always job one. And then we've kind of got these additional things on the fringes of the global effort, you know, this sponsorship with you. You know, it's putting our toe in the water on some new things, trying some things, mixing it up a little bit, because certainly the industry is mixing it up more and more, and we have to be in tune with that.
Well, thank you very much, Darren. That's Darren Johnson with Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications, our sponsor for our Bio 2006 coverage, where we are at the moment. And Darren, I'm hoping to see you next week at the NAMA convention in Kansas City, so we'll be able to meet up again there. Really appreciate, again, your sponsorship. And from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.